USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says amendments to legislation to raise the debt limit are being voted on through the night. There will be 11 amendments to the bill being voted on, with votes limited to 10 minutes to ensure a speedy process as efforts continue to pass the bill quickly. Schumer has said the Senate will stay in session until they get a debt ceiling bill onto President Biden's desk.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
Wall Street's closing with stocks higher Thursday. The Dow gained 153 points. It was a noticeable fall for President Biden, quite literally Thursday. During the U.S. Air Force graduation ceremony in Colorado Springs, Biden tripped and fell.
He was picked up very quickly by a number of Secret Service agents and other folks that were on the stage, and then he walked on his own power to his seat for the rest of the ceremony.
NBC News' Gary Grumbach. Biden reportedly even jogged away from the venue afterward. Later in the day, the White House said Biden spent some time speaking on the phone with former President Barack Obama. The White House says the pair spoke about this week's vote to raise the debt ceiling, among other things. Using payment apps to store your money could put your finances at risk.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau warns customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App against long-term money storage due to safety concerns during a crisis. Unlike traditional bank accounts insured by the FDIC, funds in these apps are not protected.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Actor Al Pacino is in disbelief that he got his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant. TMZ reports the 83-year-old actor demanded a DNA test due to medical issues that he has had. The website said Pacino found out only 2 months ago that he was going to be a dad again. This will be Pacino's fourth child. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
A group of activists are planning to hold a silent protest in Tampa Bay against Florida's new immigration law. Members of the Farm Workers Association of Florida say there are about 500,000 farm workers in the state, with more than half of them being undocumented immigrants. A new law requires businesses to check immigration status and restricts social services for immigrants. It's set to take effect next month. Missouri Governor Mike Parson declaring a drought alert due to recent dry weather all across that state.
There's a high risk for fires, and counties could be seeing water shortages and damages to crops and pastures. Parson says they're doing everything they can to protect their food chains and help family farms. The government is encouraging residents to help submit information about local drought conditions online. I'm Brian Shook.
A woman is suing Bill Cosby over an alleged sexual assault that happened more than 50 years ago. Lisa Taylor has more.
Former Playboy model Victoria Valentino filed a civil lawsuit in Los Angeles Thursday under a new California law that temporarily lifts the statute of limitation for civil sexual assault cases. Valentino told the Washington Post that E. Jean Carroll winning her New York civil case against former President Trump encouraged her to sue Cosby. The actor faces accusations from at least 60 women. Cosby's spokesman told the Washington Post, these women are not victims of sexual assault, they are victims of greed.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.